Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane, and all smiles because in the studio with me, he is one of my favorites, Mr. Gene Deere. And that's coming from my heart. I mean that 100%. You know that, right,
Gene? I love you, Penny Lane. Thank you, sweetheart.
So thank you for coming in. I know you're a very busy man and been playing a lot of shows. And when Alan Johnson came on and I got to play your cut from your new CD album, Trip and Delta, on the show, that was a pure highlight. And
You got a cut before, about 6 months before it was done, didn't you?
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that. Sounds great.
Thanks. I'm glad you like it.
So, Trip and Delta, tell our listeners about it.
It's a solo record. I play all the instruments on it because I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to make a record and play the drums. I love playing drums. It's a lot of fun. It's all acoustic instruments except for the bass guitar. I call it Trip and Delta because it's kind of a Delta sound, but not super traditional, so it's kind of Trip and Delta, you know, right?
That's super cool. All the instruments, so drums, harmonica, guitar.
Yeah, there's some mandolin in there. I recorded this with Alan Johnson at the Static Shack, and he's just the best in the biz as you can get. So it was real cool working with him after a long time. Have been years since I'd worked with Alan, since the 80s. So that was fun.
I love it, too, that it's you playing all the instruments. It's just so cool.
It was a hoot.
It's neat.
It was just me singing songs and playing songs until we got to the drums. And then, you know, the iron hit the fire, you know. We had to, you know. But it all clicked right in. I didn't have to do a bunch of, second, third, fourth tries at it. You know, the drums just went real easy. And we were doing the drum track on My Sweet Baby, and that was the first song we started on. And we was just getting the sounds, and Alan popped in on the button on the headphones, and he goes, "Sound good?" And I said, "Yeah. How's it sound in there?" He said, "Well," he said, "don't take this the wrong way. You're not playing anything like a drummer, but it sounds great."
That's funny.
So I said, "All right, thumbs up."
So where can we get a copy?
You can get them at Karma Records, Indy. There's one at on the east side. There's one on the west side. And I think there's one in Broad Ripple, right?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. They're available there. Working on getting it on iTunes. It should be on iTunes here sometime in the next 4 or 5 days. I ran into a snag there, but we're getting it on iTunes. Toot sweet.
Great. And how about at your live shows?
Oh, you can always buy it at the live shows.
The Hilltop tomorrow night?
The Hilltop tomorrow night, Saturday night, 16th anniversary, the Gene Deere Band.
That's wonderful.
Looking forward to it. Congratulations, Kim, and everybody at the Hilltop.
Yeah, that's a long time. 16 years of music right here in Indianapolis, so
yep.
Should be a special time. Will you play one for us?
Yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to do 70 Miles North Atlanta right there. Send a mile North Atlanta when I seen my baby last. Send a mile North Atlanta when I seen my baby last. Lord, she looks so fine to me. Lord, I forget about her past. Last time I seen my baby in Georgia, she was standing in the dawn. Yeah, last time I seen my baby in Georgia, she was standing in the door. Yeah, high heels and stockings in her hands, and her pretty bare feet's the only floor. Thank you. Last time I seen my baby in Georgia, she was standing in the door. Last time I seen my baby in Georgia, she was standing in the door. Yeah. High heels and stockings in her hands, and her pretty bare feet still on the floor. 7 miles north of Atlanta, when I seen my baby last. 7 miles north of Atlanta, woo, when I seen my baby last. She looked so fine to me, Lord, I forget about her past.
All right, 70 miles north Atlanta from Trippin' Delta. Gene Deere sounded great.
Thank you, baby.
All right, stay tuned. More 56 Rio Radio returning to an interview with Mr. Gene Deere. So thankful to have him in the studio today. And, you know, the very first date, I don't know if I said it on the air or not, but I was telling Gene, the first date with my husband, and I know I said it earlier, was with Gene Deere. And I went there.
Was I part of that date?
Yeah, you were playing.
Oh.
But I remember, like, because, like, we were talking about you after we seen your amazing performance just recently at the Irvington Theater. And
the Irvington Blues Festival was very cool.
Wasn't it? JJ.
Thanks to JJ Stanzowski.
Man, he can, like, pull it together. Yeah. Like, man, even the atmosphere with the candles on stage. Yeah. And it
looked great in there.
It was amazing.
The atmosphere was wonderful. The lineup was just...
It was
spectacular. JJ's a great musician too. He's wonderful to watch and hang with. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it was a very special time. And another place I've always loved watching you, one of my favorites, was the Bean Blossom Blues Fest, you know, just outdoors.
Yep.
And you've just lit that festival on fire. So it's always, you know, I'm always thankful when I get to see you perform. But, you know, when you have kids and family and life, and but when I seen you at the Irving Theater, it was like, oh, gosh, I hadn't seen you for so long. It was just awesome. I was like, oh, Gene.
Thanks.
So, well, you're welcome.
It was a pleasure for me, that's for sure.
So, and I appreciate you coming in today because I know you are a very busy man.
Glad
now,
to be
you're
here.
You're going to be at another place I love to watch you at. It's the Slippery Noodle.
Yes.
And you will be there this month, well, next month, Monday, October the 17th.
Yeah. I'll be there Thanksgiving weekend too with the band.
You will? Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving weekend, so they'd be like Friday and Saturday?
Yep, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday? That's nice.
I've been playing at the Slippery Noodle for 30 years now.
Has it been 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
Wow. I love the Slippery Noodle.
I do too. I mean, I respect them a lot. I respect the place a lot. I respect the music. And I'm just very grateful to be a part of it still after all this time.
One thing I love, I mean, you're a phenomenal guitar player, harmonica player, your stage presence. I mean, you've had me before. Like, I remember being in the audience and I like had goosebumps. You know, I'm like, dang. It's like those special musical moments.
I guess I was doing something right that
night.
Yeah,
you do. You've got the energy that just pours. Like, you feel it connect. You connect with your audience very well.
Well, you know, that's what you got to do. It's what you, if you don't play every note and sing every note. And when I say every note, I mean every single note that you play on the guitar. Every time you pick a string, every time you bend a note, every time you sing, it's got to be with every bit of soul that you have to offer for the people that are there. I mean, you got to do it with soul. If you're not doing it with soul, you ain't doing it.
Oh, that reminds me of your song, Blues Got Soul.
Blues Got Soul.
I used to, man, I remember that. I have a video of you performing that at Bean Blossom. I must have watched it 1,000 times.
Yeah,
so.
I got a lot of that from that song from Muddy Waters so on and so forth.
So, yeah, that's always been a fun one. I always like it. Well, you play so many songs I like, you know, just to be honest with you. I'm like, oh, that's a good song. So,
well, thank you,
always
Penny.
Enjoy your show. Where can people follow you online?
GeneDeereLive.com.
An easy one to remember.
Yep, and Gene Deere on Facebook. I post my gigs all on GeneDeereLive.com, and you can reach out to us through Gene Deere Live. And I also post my gigs weekly on Facebook.
Yeah, you do a really good job of that.
So, I try.
And all your fans are on there talking, so it's pretty cool.
I still every now and then have someone hit me up and say, "Where are you playing? We can't never find you." I don't know what to tell you.
tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Hilltop.
Yes.
Their 16th anniversary party.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
What time's that show kickoff?
We're going to start at 9. We're going to try to get started a little before 9, but I think the drummer's going to be getting there just about that time. So.
All right.
Really looking forward to partying it up for Kim and everybody at the Hilltop, man.
I've been doing
great things. It's one of my favorite places.
For our music community for a long time.
I try.
So, again, Trip and Delta, people can get that tomorrow night.
Great CD. You can always get it at my shows, available at Karma Records, and soon, keep checking, every day it'll be on iTunes soon.
All right. Will you play us another one, Gene?
Yeah.
All right.
If you feel bad, you're gonna feel good. If you feel all right, you're gonna get down sometimes. I learned about kindness from a stranger who never spoke a word. I learned about love, Lord, from danger, and I always knew I would, always knew I would, always knew I'd listen to the night. Listen to the night, yeah. With a little bit of love and a little bit of tenderness, you can free your heart, free your mind from all the emptiness. You can fall in love, give your soul, but don't lose direction. Spinning out of control, just talk about love and listen to the night. Yeah, baby, come on. I learned about kindness from a stranger who never spoke a word. Learned a little about love, Lord, from danger, and I always knew I would, always knew I would, always knew I'd listen to the night. Listen to the night, yeah. Fall in love, give your soul, but don't lose direction. Spinning out of control, just talk about love and listen to the night.
Mr. Gene Deere, thank you so much. Man, I love it. Special treat here at Giant 96 Real Radio today.
Special for me.
Yes, and a lot of people were super excited. Got a lot of phone calls and emails, and I know a lot of people enjoyed it when you played just recently at the Blue Memorial Park.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a nice setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Again, tell us tomorrow night you're playing at?
The Hilltop, East Side, 10th Street.
16th anniversary, and at the Slippery Noodle on the 17th of October.
Yep.
So mark it on your calendars and follow Gene. Where can we follow you again?
GeneDeereLive.com, and you can usually catch me hanging around in Guitar Town over at Audubon and Washington and Irvington.
All right.
Talking to Bill Schaefer about guitars and stuff.
That's a cool place.
Yeah, I love Guitar Town. It's got the atmosphere and everything you need.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Gene.